Good evening and welcome again to our study of the book of Malachi, the Gospel according to Malachi, and we're in chapter 4. We're in chapter 4 and we'd like to look at a portion of verse 2, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, and the title of our message tonight is With Healing in His Wings. With Healing in His Wings. Truly this passage of Scripture, this verse 2 of chapter 4, of the book of Malachi shares with us some great blessings about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is He who is the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, of Righteousness. He depicts and glorifies Himself as much as the sun does for our earth. It is our only heat, source of heat. It's our only source of light. And on the list goes, and our Lord is compared to that in this verse of Scripture. It also tells us, as we read this verse, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. This great one, the Lord Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, he shall arise. And we find that in his mercy and his grace to his people, it does not decrease, it is always increasing. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's an increasing. There's a growth that is used in comparison with that. So the blessings of our Savior are never diminishing. They're always increasing. Now, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. So we really find out more and more of what he has for us, what he has done for us. We find out more and more about ourselves, but in the same respect, we find out more and more about the grace of God and that it covers all sin. Well, in this passage of Scripture, with healing in his wings, this phrase tells us of the spiritual healing in the person and work of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I would direct your attention for a reading in the book of the Psalms at this moment. Would you turn there with me? Psalm 103. We like to look at the passages of Scripture that and compare Scripture with Scripture and see what other places have to say about the same subject. And here in Psalm 103, and there in verses 1 through 5, would you read those with me? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And that is truly the privilege that God's people have. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And may it go that deep, because if we've been regenerated, we have a part of us that truly can bless the Lord. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Notice verse 3 with me here. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. How many blessings do we have in that passage of Scripture, those five verses poured out upon God's people, upon the ones that he intended to save from eternity past. And here it tells us in verse 3, if we had nothing else, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. My goodness, to realize that in our soul, to have some comprehension and understanding that the salvation of the Lord is so complete that he forgiveth all thine iniquities. We'll not be answering for our sins and iniquities before the throne of grace. We will be there and complimented, oh, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. And we'll be saying, or we do today when we hear that, when was I faithful? Well, it's not our faith, it's his faith, and it's not our faithfulness, it's his faithfulness to us that brings us along. So, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and then who healeth all thy diseases. I'd like to notice several verses of Scripture, particularly in the New Testament, that tell us of the physical healing the Lord Jesus did during his earthly ministry, and especially as the physical healing is a picture, type, or shadow of the spiritual healing the Lord does in the new birth, or gives us in the new birth. When we look at these pictures, he actually physically healed folks. He did that. They went away healed. But there are types and there are shadows and there are pictures of what he intends to do spiritually for every one of his sheep. He intends, as we read here, to heal all thy diseases. And we have a plethora of diseases. We have not come to the conclusion of all the diseases that we have. We don't know. I couldn't even dare to guess how many diseases, physical diseases, there are in this world. But we find that with the Lord Jesus, when it comes to our spiritual diseases, he has promised that he would take care of every one of them, and he does. Who healeth all thy diseases. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, as we move to the New Testament and see our Lord Jesus as he ministers during his earthly ministry, as he came down on purpose to deliver his people from their sins, to deliver his sheep from their sins. He spent about 33 years prior to him going to the cross, and at 12 years of age, he's in the temple, and about 30 years of age, we find him again being baptized by John, and he begins his earthly ministry and does so much in those 3 short years. As we read here in Luke chapter 9, and there in verse 9, the scriptures say, "And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God." Now, he preached the gospel. This, our Savior, preached the gospel. And then it goes on and says, "And he also demonstrated that he has power over sin. He has power over the influences of sin. He has the power over the results of sin." And it tells us there in that verse of Scripture, verse 11, he said, "And healed them that had need of healing." He healed them who had need of healing. What a telling statement we find there, that it is the Lord Jesus that came to heal those who need healing, those that he reveals unto in the new birth that they are sinners. Only then do we realize it, as in a sense that God sees it. Before then, We've done a few wrong things. We've probably had a religious experience after we did the wrong things. It depends on how serious they were. That's where most religious experiences come from, is we've done something really, really, really terribly wrong. And so we try to atone for it, to make up for it, to repent of it, and have some sort of a religious experience and make somebody happy, make the preacher happy, make our parents happy, make our spouses happy, whatever. Well, religious experiences will not do. It must be the new birth. So he healed them that were in need of healing. Now, Jesus prefaced his healing with these 2 verses. Back up with me to the book of Matthew, if you would. The book of Matthew, chapter 9. Matthew, chapter 9. We have the Lord prefacing his healing and the things that he did as a physician here in Matthew, chapter 9, and also in the book of Mark, we're going to look at chapter 2. But when Jesus heard that, Matthew chapter 9, verse 12, "But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them." Now, we look through the scriptures and we find those folks that say, "I am glad, I thank God, I'm not like other folks." Jesus is making reference to those folks right here. They have not been shown the terrible, awful plight of the fall. They are still in that good category or fairly good category, or in the lower good category, or, you know, I'm doing better than most people are. That's, there it is. There it is, right there. And so he says, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Now, if we back up, we find out that there's some comments about him eating with publicans and sinners. And we are thankful, the church is thankful, that he eats with sinners, because that's who the church is made up of. That we're going to look at some of the healings that the Lord Jesus did, and they typify and they picture what the Lord does for us from a spiritual standpoint. So he healed them that had need of healing, but he prefaces all his healing by saying those words, the whole need not a physician. Those that don't see themselves in the revelation that God gives in the new birth, if they've never been born again, they don't see themselves as the sinner that God declares throughout the scriptures, and they don't need any healing. They do, but it's only God that could give it to them. All right, in Mark chapter 2, here in Mark chapter 2 and verse 17, the scriptures share this. Mark chapter 2 and verse 17, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, the self-righteous, the own righteous, righteousness which is of the law righteous, but sinners to repentance. And repentance is a gift that God gives sinners, and that is to turn from worshiping idols, and our worst idol by nature is ourself and our free will. And we repent, we turn from that and trust Christ. We trust Christ's blood and we trust his righteousness for all our salvation. Well, as we go on, we find in the book of Matthew, go back to the book of Matthew with me, there in the book of Matthew chapter 4, we read these words about God through Christ healing folks. The Son of God doing this as he came down to be sacrifice, the Redeemer of his people, just like he had promised in the covenant of grace. And it says here in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 24, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken of diverse or all kinds of diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. Now, every one of those things that are mentioned in that verse of Scripture have something to say about how thorough the Lord Jesus Christ heals us of all our spiritual diseases. The sick, that sums it up. They had diverse diseases. That sums it up. We have a whole lot more wrong with us than we could ever think about. The Lord shows us in the new birth just how far fallen we are, and God is right, and we agree with it. Diverse diseases and torments. We cannot count the torments that we have by nature in the fall. Sin torments. And those that were possessed with devils. Our worst devil is our own heart. Our worst offense is our own heart. It is desperately wicked. Who can know it? It is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I remember a preacher talking about that maniac of Gadara, and the Lord cast out his demons, and this preacher was preaching and said that that's what the Lord does for us spiritually. He casts out our demons. And a lady came to him after the service and says, I've never had any demons. Well, she just doesn't know how much she has. Anybody that says that is just full of themselves, full of their own demons. Those which are lunatic, crazy. We are insane without the Holy Spirit's new birth. We are insane. It just tells us we know nothing about God. We are crazy. We will set up our own little power, our own little entity, and we'll just say, God is sovereign if we let him. my free will reigns. And we're just stupid to the core. We are lunatics when we do that. Those that had palsy fall down. We fell in Adam. It's a serious palsy. And he healed them. How great is the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ to cover all the sins that we have in every aspect of our nature and our sin and the fall. The Lord Jesus takes care of it. In Matthew chapter 12, would you turn there with me? He has healing in his wings. He's rising with healing in his wings. And this healing is good. He healed a bunch of people, and they no longer were tormented by that disease. It doesn't mean they didn't go on and die. It just means that they, at that moment, the Lord took care of that. Here in the book of Matthew chapter 12 and verse 15, it says, "But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all." Those that follow him, he heals. "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." What a demonstration of that. What a picture of that. That there's a whole host of people in Jerusalem that won't follow him. But there is some folks that will follow him. "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." That's what the scriptures have to say. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 30, we read these words about his healing folks, as he says there in the book of Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, "The Son of Righteousness rising, the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And he'll heal us of all our spiritual infirmities." Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 15 and verse 30, "And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame." It doesn't take us much to figure out what that means when it comes to a spiritual application. We can't walk straight. We got one foot that's shorter than the other. We're just spinning circles. And blind. We can't see what God has for us. We can't see the Lord until he gives us sight. And dumb, we can't say a glorifying thing about God until he gives us the voice to say that. And maimed, we're just all tore up. We have nothing to present to God. We have no ability to present to God. Our works, our righteousness are as filthy rags. Dumb, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. The Lord does a perfect work, spiritually speaking. He does a perfect work to heal us completely. There is nothing undone. Now, he restrains our flesh at times. He restrains us. We're thankful for that. But we find out that he did very little else for our flesh. It is dying. It's dead and dying. Our flesh is on the way to the end. The flesh profiteth nothing. There's nothing about our flesh that will be a benefit to the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is benefit in the Lord Jesus Christ when he saves us and gives us the new birth. When he gives us a new birth and we're saved. When we recognize him, we see him, we hear him, and all the other blessed things. In Luke chapter 17... Luke chapter 17 is an interesting passage of scripture about 10. There were 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17 and verse 12. Turn there with me. Luke chapter 17 and verse 12. "And as he entered into a certain village, the Lord Jesus Christ never took one step that wasn't on purpose. And when he went to a certain village, he went there on purpose. There was a reason for his going. He doesn't waste time. He is going to accomplish his eternal purpose. As high as heaven is above the earth, are his ways above our ways. We may not think that this is the right thing to do, but God had purposed it in the covenant of grace before the foundation of the world, and he is going to carry it out to the very last jot and tittle. There's a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers." Now, that's not a coincidence. That's on purpose. God never did anything by coincidence. He does all things on purpose. And we find that he worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. It was his counsel It was his will that he meet with these 10 lepers this day, there in this certain city. There were 10 men that were lepers. Now, this is about as far as we go when it to the bad when it comes to having a disease. This is serious. This is cancer of the lungs. This is cancer of the pancreas. This is cancer of the brain. This is about as difficult as it comes. And we have here these 10 lepers. The Old Testament is filled with people that have leprosy. It's still, in certain places, a problem. Leprosy has been a reminder of sin and the fall. Well, here are 10 lepers. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." Now the priest under the law, and at this time we still have the priest under the law was the only one that could declare them clean. The priest had to declare that. So he sent them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests. If the priest declares you clean, then you're clean indeed." When it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. The Lord healed them on the way. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Now we see in this a picture of the benefits of the Lord Jesus Christ to the natural world. We, by nature, are so unthankful for the blessings that God gives us. We have people, we've maybe done that very same thing. We have a terrible disease. And we just mourn, and we get people to have a prayer chain, and they pray for us, and something happens, and we don't have the disease anymore. Do we thank God for it by nature? No. It's like foxhole conversions. I had a dear World War I veteran, and he was in France, or in World War I, and he was in a foxhole, and things were really tough. And he said, "God, if you ever get me out of this, I'll never bother you again." And guess what? Jim never bothered God again. It wasn't anything. And so it is with us. By nature, we have food. God supplies the food. We don't even thank him for it. God gives us a job. We got that job. God gives us a raise. We got that raise. Well, it's just like these folks here, these 10 lepers, 9 of them could care less. It was like feeding Israel the manna, feeding Israel the quail, all the miracles. It didn't change one heart. Now, what happened here to the one? God worked a work of grace. There was one, it said here in Luke chapter 17. It says, "And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourself to the priests." And then in verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, Where were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." What a picture we have here of the Lord Jesus Christ's great healing. Now, if gospel goes out, people like the parable of the sower, "Oh my goodness, I finally found it," and they we just work and work and work, and we got all our own righteousness, and we're trying to please God with our righteousness, and there's no root in ourself. No root in ourself, and we dry up. If it isn't for a work of God, a work of grace, a work of mercy, a work of the Holy Spirit, we're just like these 10 lepers. They went on, they had physical healing, but they really never recognized the Lord Jesus as the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times the Lord healed the sick, the disabled, and possessed. They each one represent some aspect of the spiritual blessing, the new birth. I just made a list here, and I'm not going to quote any scripture. You can look them up, but we find that the Lord Jesus cast out unclean spirits many times. He did that very thing. He cast out unclean spirits. The most unclean thing that we could have is our own pride and our own self-will. That is an evil spirit, a spirit that does not worship God, an antichrist spirit. And God takes care of that. He casts that out and gives us a heart that loves him, gives us a new heart. He healed a fever. By nature, we're burning up. By nature, we have a fever. By nature, we are not at peace. There is nothing. We can't settle down. If we get one more thing, we'll be happy. Well, we get it, and we're not happy. Healed several lepers. Boy, the work of healing a leper. We just think that is the great work. That is the great work. Well, we'll find out that it was not the greatest. Healed a man that was paralyzed. By nature, we're paralyzed and we can't get out of a pit. By nature, we're paralyzed and we can't get to the Lord. It reminds us of Mephibosheth. He was broken in his feet and had to be carried. Go fetch him. Go fetch him. That's what the Lord says. We're paralyzed and we can't move. Healed a demoniac. Had this possession of self, the possession of free will, the possession that I'm the most important. And he healed a woman with an issue of blood. We truly have an issue of blood. We inherited a blood from Adam that is just killer. It is a killer blood. And we pass it on to our children, men. We pass it on to our children. We pass on the same, excuse me, the same DNA. It's a killer DNA. It kills. And he healed a man that was dumb. We can't even say good things about God. Oh, we might read the scripture, but our heart is far from him. I remember going home after preaching in religion and wondering if there was even a God. Wondering if there was even a God. That is dumb. I mean, that's the true meaning. Can't say a good word. Can't say a word. Healed a man that was a lunatic. And by nature, we're spiritual lunatics. We don't know the sun and we don't know the moon. We don't know the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings, and we don't know the church, the moon. Healed one that was deaf and he was a mute man. He deaf, can't hear. Why can't people hear the word of God? Why can't they hear the gospel? Because they're deaf to it. And we need new ears. We need the ears of God. Heal one that had dropsy or abnormal swelling of his body. Boy, we meet people and we're the worst. By nature, we're the worst. We're just swollen up on ourselves. We have so much pride. We're just so proud of ourselves. As the one man said, I'm so humble and proud of it. We're just all swollen up. Well, you know what? The Lord takes care of that. He gives us humility. He gives us pride. We're not in it for the glory, our own glory. We want him to be praised. And then he restored an ear to a high priest servant. Peter whacked it off with a sword. I don't think he was aiming for the ear. I think the servant moved and the Lord put it back. And what he does for us to take care of our ears and our eyes, our mouth, our feelings, our body, our feet, our hands, they all take a new light when the Lord heals us from all our diseases, spiritually speaking. Modern charlatans have attempted to mimic the Lord, and they say they have the ability to heal. Charlatans. Charlatans. They're in it for profit. They're in it for profit. The Lord Jesus never condones this behavior. But he, being God, was to go to a step further than healing. He's going to demonstrate something these charlatans won't try. He stepped up to people that no longer were among the living, and he raised them from the dead. Those folks in Moses' day, those wizards that the Pharaoh had, they could go so far, but they couldn't go any further. And these charlatans, these fakes, these in it for the money, these fancy folks that don't have a word to say about the gospel, and their whole gospel is in a social gospel. They have no hope in themselves, and they don't give it to anybody else. Here we find these folks. They will not step into a mortuary. They will not step up to a grave. They will not do that. They know they wouldn't prosper there. And they trick people and all sorts of things. There's three people in the scriptures that the Lord healed. Excuse me, that raised from the dead. There was a young lady that had just died. She was just minutes dead when the Lord came and raised her. And there was a widow's son. He was just short hours. And then there was Lazarus, who's 4 days. But when we compare them, they were all dead. They were all dead. We don't compare dead. We don't say dead, deader, and deadest. We say dead. That's enough. Well, in John chapter 11, we read about Lazarus being in a tomb, and the Lord Jesus said, take the stone away. And his sister just, oh, she got involved in that and says, by now he stinketh. Oh, by now, this heat and the time that he's been in the tomb, I would advise against that. Well, it tells us here in John chapter 11, I'm going to read just a couple of verses there, about the one who has healing in his wings, the one who takes care of all of our spiritual diseases, the one that forgives all our iniquities. This one, the Lord Jesus, has demonstrated throughout the New Testament scriptures in particular, but also throughout the Old Testament scriptures, has demonstrated that he is in charge. And all of these are pictures and types and shadows of what he does spiritually when he gives us the new birth. Jesus said in John chapter 11 and verse 39, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his voice, said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard my voice. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when Jesus thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now he was very specific in who he called. Very specific. There were other Lazaruses who probably were dead by now, but this is, the Lord was specific about this Lazarus. And notice verse 44, and he that was dead. It doesn't say Lazarus came forth, but he that was dead. This is truly the Savior with healing in his wings, healing in his nature, healing in his purpose to save a people from their sins and all their sinful diseases, the disease that sin has caused in all of us, to be so blind we can't see him, to be so deaf we can't hear him, to be so dumb we can't speak of him in a good manner, to have our feelings seared, everything seared about him. The fool says in their heart, no God, no God. Well, this is the one that comes and through the new birth raises us. Read with me in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, there in verse 1 it says this, and you hath he quickened. Now those words are in italics, but we go down and it says the same thing. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And we go down to verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. Now, it'd be great if those charlatans, those preachers that we have around today, if they learned the lesson, they can't raise the dead. They can't raise it. That takes God. God must raise the dead. He did it in Lazarus' case. He did that in the young lady's case, in the young man's case, and in everybody that has ever been born again. He's the one that raised the dead. And when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Quickened us together with Christ. Sometimes God purposes to relieve us from some physical illness, and sometimes he does not purpose to heal us physically. But all of his lost sheep shall be quickened, raised from the spiritual dead, good health or bad health physically. Christ came as a physician to heal the diseases of men. He healed the bodily diseases of many during his ministry. He heals the spiritual diseases of all his people for eternity. So he has truly has healing in his wings. He is the great physician, the great physician. And he heals those that are sick. Well, we thank you for listening again to this series, and may we just thank God for his great purpose of healing us, of delivering us, of saving us out of the plight we're in. So many diseases, natural diseases and spiritual diseases, but he takes care of the spiritual ones, and eventually he'll take care of the physical ones, and peradventure from time to time he might take care of, if it is pleasing to him and in his purpose, he might take care of a physical disease that we have. But more often than not, he leaves us with it. What? Why? Paul was shared this. He was revealed to him. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. Thank you. Have a good evening, and God bless you.